This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel delayed a vote on whether to keep recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Thursday, the panel voted to change the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine, now to be given in separate shots. Dr. Sean O'Leary with the American Academy of Pediatrics tells ABC.
It's truly heartbreaking to see discussions framed under the guise of building trust, while in reality, they were actively sowing fear and doubt. I really don't think you can trust anything that comes out of this committee.
House and Senate voting today on short-term government funding measures, but they're expected to fail. The House Oversight Committee is deposing Alexander Acosta, former Secretary of Labor, but the questions focus on the plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 while he was a federal prosecutor. And trade and TikTok atop the agenda for President Trump's ongoing conversation with China's Xi Jinping. This is ABC News.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Authorities in the Wisconsin Dells are investigating a death that happened near the Wisconsin River Wednesday night. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, the Kilbourne Fire Department was called to the 29th block of Broadway Avenue at 11:47 Wednesday evening for a report of a person falling into the Wisconsin River. Nearly an hour and a half later, the Kilbourne Fire Department spotted and recovered the man's body. Police said they do not suspect it was caused by foul play, although they were still investigating the death. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. A Milwaukee police officer shot and injured a man late Wednesday night. A statement says it happened after a traffic stop led to a foot chase on West Greenfield Avenue. Police say the 21-year-old suspect ran from the car, ignored commands to stop, and tried to grab a gun he had dropped. The officer then fired, hitting the man, who was taken to the hospital with injuries, not life-threatening. The officer, a 6-year veteran, is now on routine administrative leave.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. They will become more likely as the day goes on. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Currently, it's 65.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, it is our final free ticket Friday. Up for grabs, a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets for the game a week from tonight at MFAM Field. Mm-hmm. Brewers hosting Cleveland. Four-pack Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. All you have to do is text in via the Civic Media app only. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. You have until 11 o'clock to text in the word GOLD via the Civic Media app, and then you're in the running for that great four-pack Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for next Friday's game against Cincinnati. GOLD, G-O-L-D. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2, then Todd 2 to 4, and Maggie 4 to 6. Another good reason to get the Civic Media app. There is another multi-state text-to-win contest right around the corner.
Ooh, yeah.
Wonderful and fabulous prizes.
A prize, by the way, I just want to mention really quick. I want to give a really quick shout-out. We talked about her earlier before, but she sent a really lovely message on the live stream. This chick loves a squad. I won an espresso machine during the last national contest, donated it to the Spay Me Clinic in Madison. They are students that they are learning and working hard. Can't wait for the next one.
That's
really
so
nice.
Awesome.
You won the prize and you gave it away. That was just very sweet of you. I don't know how to read, apparently, but that was very nice of you. So thank you.
Yep. Another one coming right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So make sure you download the Civic Media app. It is completely and absolutely free. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. He joins us every Friday. And we wanted to talk a little bit about one of Civic Media's newest endeavors is a daily newsletter.
Daily newsletter that we launched this week. Very excited about it. I've been part of putting this whole deal together. It is publishing on Substack, much like the Recombobulation Area, so a little bit of familiarity there. But, you know, I don't know how many people realize how much content that Civic Media produces
on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's just a tremendous amount of content. It is the 9 hours of original news talk programming that we have statewide. We have morning shows. We have weekly shows. We have podcasts. Our news team is growing and really starting to take off under Sholly Pittman's yep. leadership. And I think this newsletter, this brand new newsletter that we launched on Wednesday, publishing on Substack, it's called Civic Media Today. It is free to sign up for. So you can go to civicmediatoday.substack.com to go find that. It is as free as the app. and it's just going to be the best way for you to connect with all things civic media on any given day. So it has podcasts embedded in there. It has live streams embedded in there. You can connect with your favorite shows like Matt and Air on Air. Mm-hmm. You can discover new shows that you might not even be aware of that are on the Civic Media Network. You know, Earl Ingram's podcast. We've got Busted Pencils podcast. We've got This Week in Waukesha, Rapids Report, and on through the list of just the great many things that we have and we produce on a day-to-day basis. And so this is really going to bring you all of that in one place, straight to your inbox for free every day.
It really is great. I looked at one of the preview issues before we published. And what's nice about it, as you said, Dan, is there are snippets from all over the state.
Yeah.
And it's really a great clearinghouse for all of the information that Civic Media puts out. But there's clips from Pat's show, and there's clips from our show, and Todd's show, and Tom's show, and Maggie's show. And like you said, Earl's great podcast, and Busted Pencils, and Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. And it's just, we know how overwhelming it can be. And this is a kind of a one-stop shop where it'll give you little tastes of things, and then you can look, you can delve further into it from there.
Right. And you can, and you can get that all, you know, just watch the videos, stream the podcasts all right from the newsletter and all of that too. And read, you know, the, and the news aspect, I think, of it too. Like what we're, part of what we're doing is like either Shali or I are kind of going to be writing this introductory paragraph each day for this. And then, you know, pulling together all of the different news headlines. Shali also does a lot of work monitoring, you know, just kind of what's going on around the state, what the news stories are. So that's part of it too. There's a, you know, kind of links. So if you want to know like what's going on around Wisconsin and beyond just like the local market that you might be in, like this is a really great way to see some of that too, because like I was looking through yesterday's and it's just like, oh, they have, you know, issues going on. We've seen some news around Milwaukee with people maybe being fired over, or, you know, Charlie Kirk related negative posts, and people are being ridiculous. But like, you know, there's that happening in Oshkosh. There's certain things happening in Wausau that is making the news. And I think this is a great way to bring all of that together and just see it all in one place and really, you know, make sense of everything that's going on in the civic media extended universe.
Yeah, there is a lot. There is a lot. And our news team continues growing. We have news folks located all over the state.
Yeah.
It's a big endeavor. It really is. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. And what's great about this, as you said, is it is completely free.
Yeah. It's free. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, we want this to be, you know, a conversation too. Like we want this to be people to engage with this and making it interactive and multimedia and all of these types of elements. And I think, you know, check it out. It's going to be a great way for people to find so much of our content and so much of what's happening in Wisconsin.
Well, and we've always said this on our show, and I'm sure this goes across the board. If you have a topic in your town that you feel is not getting enough attention, send us an email. You know, if there's a guest or there is some charity in your town that you think needs to have a spotlight on it, let us know.
Yeah.
Because, again, we do have people all over the state now, and we rely on you to some extent to let us know what is not being covered.
Yeah, this is, you know, civic media is a, is, it's a statewide radio network. It's a digital media operation. It's all of these things. It's also a community. We want to be building that community, and we want to be continuing to have that conversation with all of you on shows like Matt and Air on Air and in our digital spaces as well, like with what we're putting together with Civic Media Today. So sign up. It's a great time to do it. Get in on the ground floor.
You can say you were one of the early subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. You can say you were there before it got huge, you know?
I was there before it was cool.
You can be the hipster sign up for...
And how do I sign up for this completely free daily newsletter?
It's civicmediatoday.substack.com. So civicmediatoday.substack.com.
We'll include that in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Make sure that's there. Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor. Of course, the big news after the assassination of Charlie Kirk has been the crackdown of the administration on speech it doesn't like. And Jimmy Kimmel is the latest late night host that has been indefinitely suspended. There was a piece, Stephen Colbert, of course, was the first one who got the axe, although he is still broadcasting. Stephen Colbert had an interesting opening to his show last night, after the news of Jimmy Kimmel being suspended. Calvin, let's play that clip, please. If you ever seen the movie Beauty and the Beast, this should ring a few bells.
Listen up. In light of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension, ABC's parent company's Walt Disney Corporation has a little message for all the employees. Shut your trap. Shut your trap. We're warning you to cut the crap. Our dear leader's skin is thinner than a sheet of plastic wrap. Mom's the word, have you heard? Kissing us is what's preferred. Don't insult our great dictator, or he'll hit you with this turd. The rule at ABC, don't make fun of Donny T. And don't point out that his neck is mostly flat. So don't you make a scene or mention Jeff Epstein, or your show will be scrapped. Shut your trap.
Shut up.
Yep. Taking it sitting down. Yeah, taking it lying down.
It's
been interesting seeing some of the response from the right.
Sure has.
It really has.
You know, I think it's so interesting, too, because we have these moments where it's just like, Jimmy Kimmel. Some on the right wing Twitter over the last couple of days have been like, oh, you know, it's not actually because of pressure from the FCC or the Trump administration or anything like that. It's just that he, you know, his ratings were bad and this and uh-huh. he screwed up in this. And then here comes Trump with posts or comments in press conferences being like, yeah, we did it. We're doing the canceling. We want to do more of the canceling. And it's just like, yeah, it's pretty obvious what's happening here. Like this is not a very difficult connect the dots puzzle that is being presented in front of us. It's pretty clear what is happening, that Donald Trump and his administration don't like what is being said about him on TV, on late night TV, I guess, in particular. And he's throwing a little bit of a fit about it.
There are also a whole bunch of things going on behind the scenes that have to do with consolidating more of our media into fewer hands.
Yes.
And that is a big part of this as well. It's not getting nearly as much attention, but that's a big portion of this. And I found this morning, a More Perfect Union noted in 1983, back in 1983, 50 companies controlled 90% of the U.S. media market. So back in the 80s, there were 50 companies that controlled the majority of the U.S. media market, meaning television stations, radio stations, and newspapers. That number is now down to five. Five.
Awful.
Five companies, five people are determining what 90% of us are seeing on our TV. Again, these are broadcast television stations, not cable news stations, which is an entirely different thing. But the airwaves that we get for free in our homes, the vast majority of what we're seeing now are being controlled by five companies. That's not good.
And it seems to be heading towards a worse place, too,
yes,
with all of these proposed mergers that are happening out there. And like that being, you know, in many ways, the kind of the catalyst for a lot of these this kowtowing to the Trump administration that we're seeing here with Paramount, with CBS as part of Paramount, I believe. Right. The merger that they're trying to put through, the merger that is happening. The Disney related merger that is like happening at the same time as this. So like you can't separate that from what's happening here too. And they're just trying to get these mergers through so they can continue making more money. And what's actually the impact on the consumers, and what's the impact on free speech, and what is the impact on, you know, just this overall like almost feudalist type of relationship that people are having with Donald Trump. And you see like Tim Cook from Apple come on and just like, oh, this one's special for
you. Let me give you gold.
Just like, yeah, we're giving you all these things, and just like people coming to Trump and just like, you know, showering him with praise and like all of these things. And it's just like, oh, we have to come bring fealty to the king in order to go about our business elsewhere. And it's just it's not great. It's not great.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dan Schaefer. He is Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the Recombobulation Area. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, it is our final free ticket Friday up for grabs, a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets next Friday's game as the crew hosts Cincinnati. You want to text in the word via the Civic Media app. Up until 11 o'clock, the word is gold, G-O-L-D. Text in the word gold right now until 11 o'clock, and you are in the running for that four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets for next Friday when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Georgine from Omro, she just entered. You can, too. Text in the word gold, G-O-L-D. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area, talking about the fallout from Jimmy Kimmel and where is free speech in this country and some of the different reactions depending upon which side you're on. Some voices I'm seeing from the right are even, there's a far right person I follow on Twitter who's like, we don't want this. We don't want the government coming in and shutting down speech, you guys. This is not good.
Well, and then here's the thing with this, too. And I, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk was such a dark moment and so awful. And But I think, you know, in the conversations that people have been having about Kirk since his passing, you know, a lot of the people who like Charlie Kirk and like what he stood for talked about his advocacy for free speech.
Yes.
And now I have my own views about Kirk, and they're kind of complicated and weird. But I think if your appreciation of Kirk was his willingness to go out there and put himself out there and, you know, go to college campuses or go on his podcast or whatever it might be and say what he wanted to say, why would your reaction to that be to limit any criticism of him? I agree. There has been some things said about him that I think that I find rather unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And I think, but at the same time, it's just like, well, this is the system we have. This is the system we have for free speech. It is going to allow for people to say some horrible things. And I don't think that should be in any kind of impetus for these kind of like McCarthyist witch hunts of just like, let's search out people's social media things and get them fired. And let's, you know, use this as a crackdown on free speech. If anything, what you appreciated about Charlie Kirk was his advocacy for free speech. What we should be doing is the exact opposite of what's happening right now from the federal government, and they're putting pressure on, you know, obviously what's happening with the Kimmel situation is that what's happening with the FCC and with the Trump administration. You know, Trump is just like out here saying we're going to do more of this kind of stuff. And I just don't think if you appreciated what Kirk stood for in terms of free speech, shouldn't you also be opposed to what's happening in the wake of this? Shouldn't you not want his passing to be used for these types of means? I think that is a piece of this that has gone a little bit unexplored as well.
And I think also, and you make a very good point. Yes, if you believe that he was doing the right thing by going to campuses and having difficult discussions, you should be championing, like you said, there are horrible things that are being said. I'm against horrible things being said, but I am for your right to say those horrible things.
Exactly.
That was the deal. And I think they are using this as an excuse to consolidate power in fewer hands to control what we're hearing in the media. And that's what's behind this. And again, Chris Murphy, who's a senator, has a long explanation on his Twitter feed about Nexstar, who wanted to buy another TV station company. They announced this in August, but there's a problem there because that would then put them in control of over half of the TV stations in the country. Right now, you can't do that. Brendan Carr, the new head of the FCC, is saying, well, I might not be totally, we might find a way to make that work for you if you do this.
Mm-hmm. And this is this like feudalism type of thing.
That's the bigger danger.
Yes,
it is.
You have to show fealty to the king before you are
able
to do business.
Before you get your deal. Before you get your deal.
Fiefdom, you know? Yeah.
I personally feel like it just, for me, he didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk, and that's something we're not talking about. He didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. He said something about the GOP using Charlie Kirk. And it wasn't a joke. There was no laughs there. Everything that's being referenced is the portion before the actual construction of the ballroom joke. He did not disrespect the memory of Charlie Kirk and the folks. And I said this yesterday, and it goes along with what you said, Dan, is if you like Donald Trump and you love Charlie Kirk, you've probably spent the past 5, 6, 7 years whining about cancel culture, people not being able to say whatever they want when usually they just want to say a slur. If you see Jimmy Kimmel getting canceled, you should be outraged by this. If you're not, then you have no basis in your argument and you are a hypocrite and I don't take you seriously then. And I'm seeing a lot of people do that. They're saying, oh, did they lock Jimmy Kimmel up? I'm like, that's not the point. Censorship doesn't mean jail. Censorship means censorship. So stop trying to rework the narrative to fit your justifications. You don't believe in the system and the First Amendment, then we're done talking.
And it's a difference when it's the actions of the government
that is leading to this,
other than just like public outcry.
Well, yes.
Because I think most of the cancel culture, quote unquote, type stuff that we've seen over the past, you know, however many years that people have been complaining about, a lot of that is like, it's not the government doing something. No. It's just public opinion shifting on something.
But now
like
the government is doing
it. But now the government is doing something, and that's different.
That should concern all of us. This affects all of us.
I'll say this really quick. Cancel culture isn't a thing. It never was. So.
News is coming up next, and then when we return, a little audio sorbet.
Indeed.
Get away from the news. We're going to talk about books and take your book recommendations. I'm very excited. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, and good luck.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 Monday afternoon, September 22nd. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 20th to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the morning Saturday through Tuesday, September 20th through 23rd, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 Saturday evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. A new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. Sean Maloney reports.
The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL up to $30,000. Democratic Governor Tony Evers provided $500,000 for the program as part of the 2025-27 biennial budget. More info on the program can be found on the DWD website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter Nell had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. They will become more likely as the day goes on. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Currently, it's 65.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, you've got about 25 minutes, 24 minutes to text in the word GOLD via the Civic Media app. The word to text in is GOLD, G-O-L-D. Text in the word GOLD by 11 o'clock, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Really good seats for next Friday when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Text in the word GOLD right now, G-O-L-D. Your next chance will be Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. He'll have a different keyword for you. The same with Todd Alba from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in, just like Gordy in Oregon, and Bryant in Madison, and Tony in McFarland, text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, and good luck. This is the portion of the program that we call Audio Sorbet, where we like to take a breath, get away from the news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Audio Sorbet. We clean your ears with fun.
Thank you. We're going to make that into our official open.
It's going to be another T-shirt.
Yeah. Yes. And our merch is coming real soon. Yes. Audio Sorbet, where we just like to talk about something besides politics for once. And you just were part of a book club.
I was. I moderated an event last night.
How does one moderate? Are there a lot of fights at book clubs?
Well, it was a book club event that it featured both the author and one of the main subjects of the book. So it was more of a book talk.
Okay.
So like there's this thing called the Milwaukee Record Book Club. My friends at Milwaukee Record.
We love them.
Love Milwaukee Record. Lion's Tooth is a bookstore in Bayview. And then once a month they do a music book club event there. So this one just happened to be by a Milwaukee author about a Milwaukee band.
Cool.
The author is my friend Sahan.
Sahan Jayasuriya. I love Sahan. He's such an amazing person.
So Sahan and I have known each other for a while. I actually hired him when I was at a publication back in the early 2010s, and we became fast friends, and he started writing about music, and he wrote this story about this band in Milwaukee called Die Kreuzen, who I had never heard of, but they are kind of this legendary underground band.
They've been around a long time.
They were around from 1981 to 1992.
Wow.
And they were kind of a big, they were quietly this big part of the kind of like underground independent move alternative music movement that led to, I think, a lot of the grunge and alternative explosion of the early 90s. And so they started out as this very much like punk hardcore band. They had their first album, which was self-titled. They had like, I think it was like 20 songs in like 16 minutes or something like that. It's just, they're just ripping through these songs. But I think they are in many ways this band that like is the connective tissue between the punk and hardcore stuff from the early 80s mm-hmm. and the grunge and alternative stuff of the early 90s. And it was just very cool to sit with Sahan and hear about his book. And then Keith Brammer, who was the bassist for Die Kreuzen, was also there for the conversation as well.
Yeah.
So we got to hear some, you know, kind of stories from the road and stories about putting the book together and kind of revisiting this band that, you know, kind of had this very influential bent. And Sahan was able to get a bunch of, you know, big names to interview for the book. He had Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, Nico Case, Steve Albini, Butch Vig, like a lot of the, you know, the, what's his name? I'm blanking on the name. The guitarist from Soundgarden.
Kim Thayil.
Kim Thayil, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, I'm nodding like I know who these people are. Yes, yes.
And a lot of these big names in the kind of like alternative grunge indie music world. And this band, you know, there's this famous quote about the Velvet Underground, where it's just like the Velvet Underground only sold 1,000 copies of their first record, but all 1,000 people of them started a band. That's kind of how I feel about like after reading this book and learning about Die Kreuzen, because they were this band that like they never really had the major breakthrough, but everybody who like found them and discovered them became huge fans of theirs.
Yeah.
And I think Soundgarden in particular was like a band. If you listen to some of these like 80s Die Kreuzen albums and then listen to some of the like the 90s Soundgarden, there's like a direct line from the sound there. And it's just very cool that like Milwaukee has this unique place in this history, which so it was a fun conversation.
Die Kreuzen is a band that I came to know when I worked at the barbershop, is where I met Sahan as well. He was a client at the barbershop and we would talk about Die Kreuzen and that band. And one of the things I really enjoy about them is that when you listen to that first album, it is definitely it's like listening to the first Replacements record. It's very aggressive. And then over time, it doesn't soften. It just changes as they grow up and become different songwriters. And that, you know, trajectory of artistic creativity is wonderful and absolutely correct. They did not get the flowers they deserved. I liken them to, an American version of the Yardbirds. I mean, the Yardbirds are probably one of the most important bands in rock and roll history that we don't talk about, but they gave us all the stars.
Guys that came out of it, yeah.
And I would actually put another band in that group, The Promise Ring. When you talk to bands who are like bigger, like
band.
Screamo bands or pop punk bands or bands that like, you know, post alternative, The Promise Ring was one of the most influential bands and also from Milwaukee, but also never made it huge.
Close. Got so close.
Yeah, so that was a fun event. I would encourage everybody to read this book. It's I really like the oral history format of a book because you're just like you're interviewing all the, it's just like he interviewed like dozens of people for the book, and you just kind of like stack the quotes for the interviews, and he's kind of like steps in at certain times as the narrator of it and all. It's a really, really good book, and there's also like even if you're not a music fan, like there's this Milwaukee history kind of quality to it.
That it's alone.
Just like these venues that were open in the 80s and they just like, you know, talk about like opening for the Ramones and like they opened for the Ramones and the Ramones they had a smoke machine at the time, but the smoke machine wasn't an actual smoke machine.
Oh, no.
It was a board that had a bunch of cigarettes taped to it or whatever, and they just lit all the cigarettes at the same time.
Oh,
and that was their
hilarious.
Smoke machine for the Ramones show.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So there's just a lot of good stuff like that. You know, fixing a van in the desert.
It's the work and life of a road band.
Yeah,
that is the behind the scenes of being a road. It's all glamour, man.
Yep.
It's all chicks and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And changing tires.
And sleeping on floors.
Exactly. What are your book recommendations since we're talking books? 855-752-4842. We've talked in the past about do people read? I know there are a lot of people who are readers.
Yeah. I've heard that people like reading. It's very popular.
It is a pleasurable activity. 855-752-4842. Any books that you have read recently that you would recommend?
Jane, you got to do a little reading recently,
I
right?
I did. When we were on vacation, and we always get lucky because we stay in a place where people leave books behind.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm always grateful for that because I bring my tablet, but I prefer to read actual books than read off my Kindle. So this is an old book. I want to say this is from, the 1990. It's going back a ways. It's by Nick Hornby, and it's High Fidelity.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Which they turned into a movie with John Cusack, which I had never seen. The book is one of the funniest things I have read in my life.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
It is. I have so much affection now for this book because we're away. We're on vacation. I'm sitting around the pool and I am bursting out laughing and people are looking at me around the pool like, oh, she's, let me move my lounge chair away from her. But it is laugh out loud funny. There are just things in there that ring so true. About relationships. It's about relationships.
Relationships and music.
And music.
Really.
And
yeah.
It is so brilliant. Even if you've seen the film and then I watched the film when we got back, it's good. It's not as good as the book.
Yeah.
Read the book. High Fidelity, Nick Hornby. You will laugh. I hope.
It's great. It's so good. I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, I like the movie too.
Yeah.
But there are just some things in the book that the way he has with words, it's just brilliant.
Nick Hornby's great. They also did a remake of the movie as like a TV season, a one season
with Zoe Kravitz.
Was it only supposed to be one season?
I think it was only supposed to be one season. Right. Yeah, so they did the one season a few years ago. I enjoyed that too. That was pretty good. As far as remakes go, I don't always like remakes, but that one was pretty solid. Good book.
855-752-4842. We're taking your book club recommendations. Another one that I read that I didn't think I would enjoy, but it was by Michael Palin of Monty Python fame. And he is a big Ernest Hemingway fan of all things. And he kind of followed Ernest Hemingway's journey.
Oh, wow.
Which, again, I am not necessarily a big Hemingway fan. Bullfighting is not, let me read more about bullfighting. But, again, Michael Palin's perspective was just so interesting.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting journey if you're a big Hemingway fan.
Sometimes the story's like about the books or movies getting made or whatever
are more interesting than the actual,
like the documentary about making Apocalypse Now is kind of better than Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There is a documentary called Overnight, which is about the guy who created the Boondock Saints.
Okay.
Wrote and directed, and how one man who was so fought over in Hollywood for this script did everything he can to destroy everything he was given with just having the most arrogant attitude and the biggest mouth. I mean, literally the cover of the DVD is him having a film camera against his head like he's going to shoot himself, because that's what he did. He killed his career because he just wouldn't shut up. I don't like Boondock Saints. I think it's an overrated movie, but that documentary is amazing because you're like, will someone get him to stop, please? You are burning money in front of us. It was amazing.
Calvin, you're a book reader.
Yeah, so I actually hadn't read a novel since March until this Sunday. I knocked one out. I finished Annihilation by Jeff Vandermeer. It has a movie with Natalie Portman in it that I've heard it's a good movie, but it doesn't have really anything to do with the book that it's based on. But the book is really good. It's, I don't want to call it horror because it's not really scary, but it's kind of spooky a little.
Oh, I like that.
It's about an expedition going into this ecological zone that has weird things happening in it.
Wow. Ecological zone, weird things. I'm there.
Spooky too.
What is it called?
It's called Annihilation. It's part of the Southern Reach trilogy.
All right. Thank you, Calvin. Right. And Jenny's going to get the last word on the live stream in Oldie But a Goodie, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. Raw, hilarious, introspective. His voice is missed.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Bourdain. All right. We are just about out of time. Richard from Waukesha, you're going to check in on book recommendations. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I have something interesting. It's a movie I watched called Spinning Gold, A True Story on Neil Bogart and Casablanca Records.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that sounds interesting.
I would watch that.
And what's it called? Spinning Gold?
Millionaire. Yeah. And he started the record companies that did Kiss and the Isaac Brothers, and he competed against Motown.
Excellent. Appreciate it, Richard. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. Book club recommendations.
There you go.
Go to the library this weekend. Check out some books. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. Subscribe to the Recombobulation Area. Subscribe to Civic Media's new daily newsletter.
Civic Media Today. Mm-hmm. Today.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Monkey Hito edition. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Herman's.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All right, 7 minutes left. 7 minutes less. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. Get out your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word GOLD by 11 o'clock. That will get you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets on the third baseline. Really good seats for next Friday's game at AmFam Field when the Brewers host Cincinnati. Text in the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, until 11 o'clock, our final Free Ticket Friday for the year. Tom Hartman will have a different keyword for you from 11 to 2. And then Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn wraps it up from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in via the Civic Media app only is GOLD, G-O-L-D. And then be ready, coming soon, possibly Monday.
Whoa.
A new multi-state text to win contest with some wonderful and fabulous prizes.
Exciting prizes, I must say.
There's some good stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So make sure you download the Civic Media app. It is
app absolutely free.
There you go. Coming up next week, we have got a jam-packed show for you. Jocasta's Emma Ripa is going to be joining us right off the bat on Monday morning at 9:35. She is a Milwaukee County board member. And she is going to be running for office.
Oh my! And following after at 10:06 will be Corrine Hendrickson, who just also announced her candidacy for state office as well. I mean, we're getting to know the candidates.
Yes, Corrine Hendrickson. In case that name sounds familiar, she's joined the show many times. Yeah. She was a long care daycare provider, a longtime daycare provider in Wisconsin, who essentially had to close because of the dire straits of child care providers.
And the inability for the state to step up and do something.
Yeah, apparently people like, I don't know, Ron Johnson, just think that people like Corrine should just stay home and do it for free. Just watch other people's kids for nothing.
That's a good plug to go to our Instagram page, Matt and Air on Air. Follow us and check out that video because it is one of the most, next to our Jon Stewart video we did, it's one of our most viewed videos. And Corrine Hendrickson tells a story about meeting Senator Johnson and his thoughts.
His thoughts on the child care crisis. Yeah, that'll make us sit up and go,
so
what?
Embarrassing.
Okay. It is 10:55. Kelvin, it is getting a little late. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is the Monkey Hito edition that Calvin found from CBS News, Sarah Matz, with the byline. The headline reads, wild chimpanzees consume the equivalent of two cocktails a day in the form of boozy fruit. In the forests of Uganda and another place I can't pronounce, chimpanzees crowd into fig and plum trees, feasting on the soft, sweet fruit, which is just a little boozy.
Nice.
A new study shows the daily snacks quietly add up to the equivalent of about two alcoholic drinks for humans. A team of scientists.
Research, folks, research.
A team of scientists at University of California, Berkeley, tested the fruit chimps that the chimps are snacking on, figs, plum-like fruits. In the end, they found on average the fruit's alcohol content came in at about 0.3% by weight. When chimpanzees eat 10 pounds of fruit a day and weigh around 90 pounds, that's about 14 grams of ethanol, about two cocktails for a human. They don't get drunk, though.
And that was the question I was going to ask from an evolutionary standpoint. If they've probably been eating this fruit for a while and their bodies don't have the same sort of reaction to alcohol. And I mean, as in, like, if you drink a lot of alcohol over time, you eventually develop your liver.
You develop kind of a tolerance for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Researchers say to actually get drunk, the chimps would have to binge on fruit until they balloon. Instead, they are exposed to a steady low dose, more like a quiet buzz from nature's own fermentation process.
Hey, man, times are tough. You got to get by how you can.
It's not easy in the forest.
And I don't see them trying to drive, so don't judge them, too. All right? Live their life.
A professor of integrative biology, Robert Dudley, first floated the drunken monkey hypothesis in 2000, arguing our attraction to alcohol could come from our ancestral fruit-eating habits.
Well, we shouldn't talk about evolution or people might get mad. So it's like, you know.
He argued that it makes sense that primates would be tuned to alcohol since their diets have long revolved around ripe fruit. So essentially, chimpanzees are having a little aperitif.
And when asked for comment, UW-Madison sophomore Ethan Strommel said, cool, bro.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the live stream. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Text in the word gold, G-O-L-D, and then listen for your next keyword with Tom Hartman. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the ball is in Chuck Schumer's court to avoid a government shutdown. That's after the House passed a short-term government funding bill. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, a Democrat, called the bill a betrayal.
Nowhere is this betrayal of the American people more evident than the Republicans' deep cuts in health care, denying millions of Americans the ability to get the care they need.
Government funding runs out September 30th. On Capitol Hill, former Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta is being deposed behind closed doors over a plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein while he was a U.S. attorney in 2008. President Trump spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping by phone, as the two sides could reach a deal on the fate of TikTok. This is ABC News.